One of Princess Diana's closest friends has written to Channel 4 in the hope that they will pull this weekend's documentary on Diana's life. It involves, of course, we know the story now, private videos from her speech work sessions, videos that were never supposed to see the light of day and include highly personal accounts of her private life. Rosa Monckton is with us. What chance that you're successful, do you think?
I think zero. But I just wanted to make the point. I think they are entirely motivated by money, and they will sell more and more advertising, I suppose, the more fuss that there is made about this programme. So I don't think I've got any chance at all. But I feel very strongly that I owe it to my memory of Diana to fight on her behalf.
What do you think a poll would show? Because we're showing it here in New Zealand too, and I'm personally very uncomfortable with it because I'm almost convinced it's material that should never have seen the light of day, therefore it shouldn't be watched. But I suspect many people will.
What, will see it or will think they should see it?
Well, they will watch it.
They will watch it. I fear that they will, and I absolutely believe that they shouldn't. It not only was this voice coaching, it was also almost a therapy for her. And, you know, what I have said to the people at Channel 4 is just imagine if this was your wife or your daughter having some private therapy and this was suddenly exposed to the nation. Mm. It's completely unacceptable. You know, and Diana absolutely saw a distinction in her life between her private life and her public persona. And there was a very firm line for her. And I think that this crosses it absolutely. And it's also very unfair on the young princes.
People, Channel 4 are suggesting this is an important piece of documentation. It gives a rare insight into an important public figure. I take it you don't subscribe to any of that thinking.
I don't at all, no. I think that these should be packaged up and sent round to Kensington Palace.
What do you...
You know, there are some things that just should not see the light of day.
Yeah.
And strangely, my grandfather was the lawyer for King Edward VIII and wrote his abdication speech and went with him to France and attended the wedding to Wallace Simpson. My father, when my grandfather died, bound up all the papers, all the letters, didn't even look at them and sent them round to Buckingham Palace. That's, I think, what should have happened to these tapes. Nobody should look at them. Nobody should be discussing them. We shouldn't even be having this conversation now. They should just be sent round to Kensington Palace.
Do you think most of the British people would agree with you or disagree with you?
I think it's probably 50-50.
Mm.
I think a lot of the problem is, you know, the public has to take some responsibility. You know, there was an insatiable appetite. There still is an insatiable appetite for anything to do with Diana. And the press, therefore, crossed a line in order to feed it. And this echoes on 20 years after she's dead, which is extraordinary.
Do you think it tarnishes in some way the upcoming 20th anniversary date and the memory of her?
Yes, that does concern me. I think it does. We should be looking, you know, at her legacy as Princess of Wales, at her legacy as a world stage humanitarian. We shouldn't be, you know, having this prurient look at her private life and her private anguish. You know, what was extraordinary about her was that she overcame all of these things whilst in the public eye. You know, she was an extraordinary woman, and that's what she should be remembered for. You know, the power of her spirit.
Indeed. Listen, I appreciate your time very much. Rosa Monckton out of London for us this morning.